Not so long ago, I went on an off-road motorcycling weekend in a very lovely part of Wales, and most agreeable it was too. My problem was that my instructor assumed I was competent, and I half believed it myself, and was having huge fun until the inevitable. I crashed. Now, most of the countryside is soft, with the obvious exception of trees and rocks, but it still hurts when you fall on it. What I need, I thought, as they pulled the bike off me again and extricated me from the stinking hole where I'd landed, is a bike with bull bars. And I reckon that's exactly what the bloke who designed the Honda Pilot was thinking. Graham Swain has been to have a go.
A bitter, windy day in a windswept open field. And a noise in the background you may well hear is Honda piloting. We're here at Banzai Sports to find out what it's all about.
Very similar to the quad sync controls. It's all hand controls, nothing on your feet. Okay, so there's no foot pedals, no clutch, no gears. It's automatic, we put it in gear for you, which is just that.
Well, speaking of Chris Wigmore, who's the main initiator of Banzai Sports, how did it all start, Chris?
We started off with quad bikes, and then we bought some pilots, and then we bought some rally carts.
What do you find the interest is in this? What's the most popular of the sport?
People love the pilots, really, yeah.
Look, they're going around now. There's a pound-to-weight ratio on them, isn't it?
That's right. It's basically an off-road racing car, and people like speed, you know, and there's no getting away from it. They are fast. Here they go. The girls like them because they feel safe in them. When they get in the pilots, they can let their hair down, so to speak, and they really do well. Pilots, big winner, really, in this country now. There's a lot of racing going on. There's a category for standard pilots, which is what we're running here, or you can have the tuned-up ones for the real gung-ho merchants. They can bore them out and port them and really let their hair down. Look at this guy here. Woo-hoo!
Chris, what do one of these Honda pilots cost?
Well, they're going up all the time. Obviously, they're Japanese things, and they don't come straight from Japan. They go from Japan to America, then back to us here. And mind your back. And obviously, everyone puts their bit of a markup on. So they're coming in at about $5,000 now.
Four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
They're rear-wheel drive, mid-engine rear-wheel drive. Yeah.
And they've got a complete roll cage and a safety harness.
That's right, yeah. Automatic transmission.
So basically, you could roll right over and you're still quite safe with them.
Yeah, we don't encourage it, but you certainly can, yeah.
What's the power of them?
They're about 40 horsepower, yeah. Right. So they're 60 miles an hour flat out. We do restrict them to a certain extent. You can get the thing sideways, because there's nothing better people like, as you know from your rallying, people like to get sideways. You know, it's all very well going fast in a straight line, but there's something satisfying about holding the old thing sideways and still pointing in the right direction when you can hear they come in again.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
So it looks like I've got a bad foundation problem. It's not freckles, it's mud.
I mean, I enjoy motorsport, but this takes some beating, it really does.
Yes.
I did love it today. Give you a buzz.
There he goes.
Imagine what idiots like those.
And the reason why we're laughing is because Patrick Hunt, better known as Super Mario, has just taken off across into the Quadmobile track. And Chris is standing out in the middle of the track looking terribly concerned at this juncture. Now, Patrick, better known as Super Mario, what on earth were you doing out there? You took off across the Quadmobile track.
I know. Well, I just lost it on his bend there. I got into that loose stuff and that was it. It was away. Brilliant.
Yes, well, the noise you heard was Chris rebuilding his paddock, and at the same time, some guys took off on two wheels and he's now in the surface area. This is becoming a danger zone, an assault course more than anything else. Chris, I know I'm laughing and it's not particularly funny, but we've had a couple of guys there who have done their best to destroy your circuit and also usurp everybody on the Quadmobile track. I mean, that's an example of the power of these machines, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah. I mean, as I said, we are lucky, but you do get a few guys who seem to have like a lot of pent-up sort of macho image. And mind your back, here we go.
He's just done a 360 degree turn and now he's going the wrong way up the track.
Another government health warning on this thing.
And as you might have guessed, I've just got to have a go, and here we go. This thing goes
nothing but the shovel. Whoa! And we're all on all fours, up in the air there. Full side, wheelies, and here we go. Hard round right. The acceleration, it can hold a Porsche 944, believe it or not, up to 50 miles an hour. It can actually out-accelerate a Porsche. And the way I fly around this track, you just put your finger on the hand throttle, and it just takes off like a bat out of hell.